Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1506, air date October 28th, 2024.
Hi, my name is Anne. I'm a Truth Freedom Health Leader in Helsinki, Finland. Tonight, we are doing an interview with our ASEAN warriors and leaders as we are a global movement. So, welcome.
We are happy to be a part of this.
So Trey, are you going to play the anthem video?
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts, I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
Okay, welcome. Truth Freedom Health is a global movement, and tonight, it's night in Europe and in Asia. We are doing an interview with these guys, leaders and warriors in Asia. So welcome. And specifically, I want to ask, why do they want Shiva for president? Okay, so we can start by the question, who are you? And we can start from Raja. So welcome, Raja, from India.
Yeah, hi, Annie. I introduce myself. Thank you for this nice opportunity. I thank Dr. Shiva. So I am Raja Vignesh from southern part of India, namely called Tamil Nadu. I'm basically a traditional medicine family from a Tamil lineage. So we usually use traditional herbs to cure any kind of diseases. N number of diseases can be cured using herbs. So I am proud to be from that indigenous medicine culture. So I did my master's and everything in microbiology to prove the traditional medicine value in terms of scientific validation, to prove how the herbs are effectively curing diseases. So you can just imagine a number of medical inventions, everything. But today it's very easy to diagnose a disease. But just by holding hands, we will be detecting that vata, pitta, and kapha, and we are treating the herbs selectively to the disease. So it's amazing. So I want to explore the world of herbs related to science. Like the Dr. Shiva theme, East meets the West. So in the, that makes me to study science, and I'm actually doing my PhD, I'm a doctorate. So in that way, it pushed me towards Dr. Shiva. When I was studying around my age of 16, in 11th, I saw a magazine shows that Dr. Shiva as a front page in the magazine. He's an inventor of email.
So, okay. Thank you, Raja. We can go to the why you came to the movement or how you came. But are you working at the moment? Are you working as a scientist?
Yeah, I'm working as a scientist in cytosol.
Ah, wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Is there something else you want to add?
I'm just working for TFH for a moderator, leading the project for a translation and creating the cards for the people and coordinating that.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And then we go to Deepak. Hi, Deepak, you're from India also. Who are you?
Thank you. I am Deepak Shukla from India, Jharkhand, Dhanbad. I am working as an instrument technician in Tata Steel, as well as I am also doing my social work, going to village and educating people to live, to live on herbs and Ayurveda. Herbs and Ayurveda. I was associated with Dr. Shiva during the Corona period. When Dr. Shiva ji started the Truth Freedom Health Movement, on the same day, it comes to light that another fake movement had started. Whenever a true movement starts, a parallel movement is started by someone wrong people to crush it. And I saw how...
Deepak, so that's a not so obvious establishment movement. We can come back to that later. Okay, is there something you want to add to who are you?
Yeah, I'm Deepak Shukla, as I told you.
Okay, thank you, Deepak.
Thank you.
And then we have Cornelius Dixon from Singapore. Welcome, Cornelius. Who are you?
Hi, Annie. Yeah, so my name is Cornelius Dixon. I am from Sri Lanka. Currently, I am working as an IT professional at Singapore. So I'm working as a solution architect. I first got to know about Dr. Shiva when I around 2017, during the time...
Sorry to interrupt you, but we are asking about who are you. So you're working and you have a family.
And yes, I got two kids. Yes, I got two kids. I am staying in, working in Singapore, and my family is with me here.
Okay.
So I joined Truth Freedom and Health.
We can come back
actively.
To that.
Yes, sure.
Next question, Dixon. Okay, thank you. So the next question, we start a new round, starting from Raja. And you can now tell about, well, first I'd like to say about Asia. There's an amazing nature there, as this has come up already in your speech, like amazing nature, plants, and just amazing, and also lots of resources. And you have been long occupied by Britain, which had led to change how people think of their fellow national people and their country. So that's the history of India. And now they are independent, but people still think the same. So I'd like you to address that somehow in your speech. But now you can tell us How did you find the movement and Dr. Shiva?
Yeah. So as I said, when I was doing schooling, I saw in a magazine Dr. Shiva as the inventor of email, a Tamil man. So it admired me at the age of 16. So I just saw that, and it just first time I know about the name Dr. Shiva. So I was searching curious about, he was at that time working on Pali herbal formulations. So when I'm doing my master's, after I'm coming to PhD, I didn't know about Dr. Shiva. And then I came in contact when I'm doing PhD, I was searching for some cardiovascular health. So at that time, I come to know Dr. Shiva, the video beetroot and cardiovascular health. So it makes me close to him. So I just mailed him through LinkedIn, and we just met, and we just made several meetings, and I got to work with Dr. Shiva. I thank you for the universe and God made me to work with Dr. Shiva. Such a nice person. When I was seen in the magazine front page, I'm just working with him, talking with him daily. So it's a great opportunity. So the theme is East meets West. The traditional should meet science. So in that way, I'm said very happy, cordially, I thank to Dr. Shiva for this opportunity. So when I come, I thought that Shiva is only running scientific company. And after that, I know about TFH. I just, it made me even more inspiring about Dr. Shiva. So he's contributing, opening your eyes in terms of politics, health, and everything. So it makes me very good. So this is my short story, how I come, how I know, come to know Dr. Shiva and the moment EFH. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Raja. Okay, Deepak, how did you find Truth Freedom Health and Dr. Shiva? You need to unmute. I think you are muted.
When Corona period started, we are free and we started to listen and view videos. And in that time, I started to listen Dr. Shiva's video. And after listening his video, we know what is bottom of movement and what is going all around the world and how peoples are knowing nothing about what happening in world. And by viewing and listening videos of Dr. Shiva, we also started to know what is going behind around us and in a political scenario and all over the world. And then we started to follow him and started to know bottoms up movement and everything gradually. Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah, that was a big thing what Dr. Shiva did in 2020, educating people about vitamins and especially with vitamin D. So that's a big thing. Yeah. Okay, Dixon, how did you come to the movement and how did you find Dr. Shiva?
Okay, so around 2017, I worked as a part-time computer science teacher while I'm working as an IT professional. One of our cousin brothers said, like, you know, there's one scientist came from USA and he's an Indian origin. He's the one who invented email. So since I was teaching computer science, I know some kind of a made of history. So I said Ray Tomlinson is the one implemented, like, maybe this is not something true. And then I started watching one interview from News 7 channel. So that I consider that interview is one of the important video that in my life. It opened a different lens to see the world, the way, like, you know, how the scientists are like portrayed coming from military industrial establishment, but 14 years boycott invented email. So it was like amazing to me. I started following him closely. I watched all of his videos. And then since like I'm interested in science and research, then I had the chance to watch his cytosol related videos. It even admitted me how he has his thought processes, like how such a complex system, like one man can think about it and come up with such a complex architecture and give a real solution that we can actually use it. Then it make me even interesting, because now the next phase, the Truth Freedom Health, right, it's even more complex systems. We are dealing with so many different domains and so on. The way he architectured the movement and the things that we are learning from him is amazing. So the most important thing I wanted to highlight is, after I started following Dr. Shiva, I followed his course in system science. So I, in my day-to-day life as a software professional, as a solution architect, when reviewing architecture, I use it. And even my kids, when I teach, I am using it every day. I teach them. My son knows well. Whenever I get a chance in my colleagues, I talk to them. So it's give a very simple abstract model to deal with complex systems. So this is one of the gift that I feel everyone should get it as soon as possible. So that's one thing I wanted to highlight. Yeah.
Yeah. And to all who have taken the or are considering taking the Warrior Scholar Foundations of Systems course, you can gift it to as many 13 to 18 year olds as you want. Like, you can gift it to 100,000 kids. So that's a real philanthropy. So you have been interested in health and also technology, and this shows here. Okay, so why do you why does Asia want Shiva for president, Raja? What do you say?
So according to me, there is a bipartisan system in US, I guess. We always believe that the people who are coming as a president will do something to all the welfare of the people. But as the Shiva, then that card he told a lesser of two evils, always it brings a great disappointment to the people who votes them. So we can, he just designed the course which is gives you a day-to-day life application in terms of system science. He can very easily handle the complex system of USA, not only USA, any form of things which can be given to Dr. Shiva, he will be challengingly handled using system science. So in that way, we strongly believe that Dr. Shiva has all potential to be a presidential candidate in USA, in Asia. We need Dr. Shiva in terms of enlightening the people with the knowledge of truth, freedom, and health, the real truth, the real freedom, and the real health. So in that way, we need Dr. Shiva. That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, and what I always admire when I listen to Dr. Shiva, he's an excellent educator. He can make a complex system and teach it to anybody. It's a gift, like a real gift. Yes. Thank you, Raja.
Yeah.
Okay, Deepak, why do you support Shiva for president? You need to unmute again.
In my thought, Dr. Shiva is a great educator as well. He's a great leader. And I am not interested in any politics and any movement. But whenever I started to listen to Dr. Shiva, I started to understand what is going in the world and how bottoms-up movement is needed, is essential for world. And what is happening? My eyes are opened by listening Dr. Shiva's videos and his informations. How much he know all of information from all of the around of the world. So if Dr. Shiva become president of whole world, not only America, not only US, but whole world, the world scene will be totally changed and people will become very happy and started to know what is happening around their society and how they are making fool by politicians who are divided us into left and right, and they are making their own profit and they never think about bottom people and working people. And so we working people should unite and make Dr. Shiva the leader of world, not only America. Thank you.
I agree with you, Deepak, in that, really, because it's so worldwide, it's global, it's global, it's not only in one country or not in only in USA. That's true. Okay, Dixon, why do you support Shiva for president?
Yeah, so this is a little personal to me. As I mentioned, I am from Sri Lanka, and I worked very hard. While I'm working as an IT professional, I had a computer institute. I worked 7 days, and even though I put a lot of effort, the money and the income that I made was very small because of our money value. So I'm very proud of my country, it's such a beautiful country. I wanted to be in that country and I wanted to be a scientist. I wanted to establish my own company. I did my all work, but it didn't work. But the main reason I identified was it's not because of our lack of knowledge and hard work. It's because of the system, the country, and because of its strategic place, like importance, a lot of influence from other Western countries. And we had a huge war and ethnic problems unnecessarily created with a beautiful country. So I believe being a president of USA, it matters to each and every country. So they can influence all countries. So I believe when Dr. Shiva becomes as a president, our country, beautiful country, Sri Lanka, also will be benefited. And I can be there as a happy human being.
Thank you. Yes, really. And it's not only, affecting top down as in current politics, it's affecting people in all countries from the bottom up. So that's the good thing about this whole thing. Okay, next I'd like to ask you, what have you been doing in the movement and what are your achievements in Truth, Freedom, Health, Russia? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm managing the translation all over Southeast Asia, Japanese, Korean. I think you know you are also working with Finnish, something else, I guess. So that's my contribution currently. I successfully updated at 18 languages and currently working on 12 languages. So not only India, even Thai, Japanese, even Mandarin, some kind of languages. So and I'm also working in Cytosol, which indirectly comes in TFH. So we are currently working on many formulations based on Dr. Shiva's advice. So we are doing it with very stringent and diligence to deliver you the very high quality products in terms of high traditional value as per system science. So that is my contribution currently.
Science, yes.
DFH, both.
Yes. And with the compounds that the big pharma uses right now, are really just a drop in the ocean compared to plants and the ones we haven't even studied yet or researched. So there's like amazing opportunities there in with Cytosol and Systems Health. And as people tend to be more interested in one of the areas of truth, freedom, or health, they might start with health. Or we have lots of health professionals who have joined, and they suddenly notice, like I have noticed, the politicians, politicians' policies affect our biology. So it's not good to say like I'm for health, I don't care about politics, because it's the basis of how we are having to use big pharma, etc.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, policies affecting the lifespan of a human.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Raja. We go to Deepak next. What are your accomplishments and what have you been doing in the movement?
Yeah, I promoting people to watch Dr. Shiva's video. I promoting people to join vasiva.com and start to educate them. And I promoting them to know what is system science and how to know peoples and about what is happening around our around us. I promoting people to join and educate them your body, your system, and what Dr. Shiva Shiva's videos and all things. And I go to villages and educate them and tell them about Truth, Freedom, Health movement and how it is spreading all around world.
Yeah, that's wonderful. We could have a look at the cards. So if you go to vashiva.com/cards, you can find the international cards. Can you show them, Trey, please? Yeah, there they are. So the first one is English, non-US. And then we have like Spanish, Hindi, and Tamil. I can't tell about that. Well, that's finished for sure. Yeah, okay. And the card has a QR code in them. And you can just scan it with your phone or take a pic and send it to a friend. And it takes you to Shatter the Swarm video. And that really is the basis of understanding how this world works. What's the system of oppression we have? So we have Hungarian. I can't even tell these languages, but beautiful letters. Yes, thank you, Trey.
This is Thai.
Yeah, okay, it's Thai. Okay, yeah, they're beautiful. Just beautiful. Okay, Cornelius, what are you doing within the movement and what are your accomplishments? Thank you. Cornelius, please.
Yeah. So mainly like after I get to know, I see a big transformation in myself. So I wanted to introduce Dr. Shiva as much as possible. So what I'm currently doing is whenever I get a chance to talk to someone, like I will initiate a talk and I will introduce him. I will ask him whether you know him, and then I will give an introduction. And also what I do is my relatives, whoever in Facebook and other social media, I personally call them and I will talk to them and I will introduce. I keep on introducing as my weekly schedule. I will introduce Dr. Shiva and what sort of work he's doing and the knowledge that he's sharing. So it will open a new, way of seeing the world. And also I did a translation in the one video.
Yeah, thank you. And you're also helping with running the open house on Thursdays. So we do have an open house so that everyday people can join at 11 a.m. EST or 8 p.m. EST. On Thursdays, every Thursday, so you're welcome. Just RSVP to vashiva.com/orientation and you will get an email to join the meeting. Okay, guys, it's been really nice talking with you, but we could still talk about the oppression that goes on in countries that have been occupied. Like there's lots of countries in Eastern Europe, there's India, there's, you know, all the Australian aboriginals and Indian people in US. Like, what does it do to your brain when you have been told some other people are better and you always not all people know India has got the caste system also there. So how do we get out by starting from bottoms up and education? What do you think, Raja?
Basically, caste system is, as you said, caste system is still existing, but the current generation people are not considering that. As education made them to think broadly, think widely. So in that way, they're not narrowing down their views in terms of caste. So now it's seeing great changes in the people. The only the old age, the 80s, 90s people are still into that. But current generation is with the caste system. But the big problem currently in India is unemployment, and there is a need of a right politician who can give a good education. You know, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, he always says, if in India everyone get free education and a free medicine facility, India will be the richest country in the world. So we expect the politicians to do that. So we expect that to be happen in India next year. Then India will be the leading in each and every aspects in the world, global standard. That's what we wish.
Yeah, and our current leaders are going for power, profit, and control for themselves, not for us.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. So we must have leaders which also who also respect our people.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Raja.
Thank you.
Yeah, Deepak, what do you say about caste system and what the occupation of British imperialism has done to your country?
Actually, caste system is a weapon of present politicians in India. They are using the caste system like a weapon to dividing people and to dividing peoples. So, first of all, I would like to say people should know who and what is our enemy. For that, every people should learn system science. It's my suggestion to people all around India as well. Everybody should learn system science. Then after they decide, they understand who is our enemy and who is our friend. And after that, they educate their children, their son and daughters. So first of all, our eyes should open and know who is our enemy and who is our friend. That's thank you.
Yeah, that's the basis. As they are dividing and ruling us, they are doing the thing they've been doing for thousands of years. And you think your co-worker who supports some other party is your enemy. And they're also making kind of fake enemies, which they showcase on TV and everywhere. So it's really a system of deception. We live in the age of deception. Actually, yes, and now we can see it. What do you say about the in Singapore? Have you got you don't have a caste system, but you have very good standards in living, I think, what I've studied. But have you got something to say about this subject, please, Cornelius?
Yeah, so I'm Sri Lankan and Singapore is a nice country. I'm working here. I love that country and all the facilities. I would be happy like entire world if it can be like Singapore. It can be done. So if the one country can do, means like everyone can do it. So I just wanted to share my thoughts about my mother country, Sri Lanka. So they are also like you. We have two party systems. So after the independence, like there were civil war, and it was going for a long period of time. And recently, like there was a big change in the politics. So people were selecting party A and B, and because of the war, people could not see the real picture. At one point, the war was ended. And the politicians were unable to manipulate the people. So they tried to create some other issues, but people were smart enough and they realized, and there is no other way to cheat them. Then people started to choose one party. It's a bottom-up party, and they choose them. And now we can see a big differences in the government sectors. Normally, like in Sri Lanka, right, it's a very beautiful country, but normally, if you see the government sectors and all, the works, the process and all, like, you know, it's not that much good. But now, after the new party comes in even the hospitals, the way the doctors works and all, totally change. So I think this is something that this learning can be a model for USA as well. because like people realize, small country realized, and they said, no, we don't want party A and B. We have tried. Now we will vote for this one. So now, since like this new things happen, right? I call to my friends and say, like, okay, now you, this is the time that you have to learn system science. Now you can expect disturbance from external places. So before it happens, learn, and people can be manipulated. Please learn system science. You have the truth, freedom, and health. Please join, learn the theory. So this is the message that I'm giving them.
Yeah. Thank you, Dixon. Yes, they are manipulating us. So we should learn how to avoid it and how to see through that. So I recommend for everyone to go to truthfreedomhealth.com. We are global, independent, educational, worldwide movement. So there's no divide in there. And we are all having the goal to have truth, freedom, health for all everyday people in the world. Okay, thank you guys. It's been really, really nice and to hear your thoughts about this. And thank you for your work. And we see you next Thursday in the open house, I hope, and everybody else too who's watching. Greetings.
Thank you, Ali.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white, have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering, and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food, and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement, all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.